This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. These are indeed good times to be a corporate landlord. The investment management firm Blackstone reported earnings last week. They doubled in the fourth quarter over a year ago, driven largely by the company's real estate holdings, including a whole lot of single-family homes out in the suburbs where rents have been going up a lot. It's been about a decade now, maybe a little bit more, that Wall Street's been speculating in real estate, speculating on distressed properties during the housing crisis, if you remember that. And as Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino reports, it is still going strong today.
Investors bought a record share of homes last year, according to Redfin data, and nowhere has that been more apparent than in Atlanta, Miami, and Tampa, says Georgia Tech professor Alora Raymond.
There was a brief pause in purchases at the beginning of the pandemic, and then those purchases ramped up.
Large corporate investors bought 17% of all single-family homes sold there last summer, and they can make it hard for regular home buyers to compete.
I think that large firms have access to much cheaper finance. They're able to use the homes they buy as collateral.
A report from John Burns Real Estate Consulting estimates firms have invested about $50 billion in single-family rentals in the last couple years. That includes purchasing existing homes and investing in what are called build-to-rent properties, says Dan Immergluck at Georgia State.
They're buying properties that are already laid out for development and building basically single-family rental subdivisions.
That could increase the supply of rentals and bring prices down, but it could also be a symptom of a troubling trend.
Really, the blockage of folks who would normally be going into home ownership and not being able to and really staying in the rental market.
It's a different business model for investors than during the housing crisis, says Jenny Schutz at the Brookings Institution.
After the Great Recession, they were essentially buying up properties that they could get cheaply, you know, get the rent out of it you can quickly, and then maybe hold for a few years and sell.
Now, even with prices rising fast, she says investors are betting demand will stay high because the supply of housing is so constrained. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.